Welcome to Dad Podcast. Today is the December 13th, 2019. I hope you enjoy your podcast. Hello and welcome to Card Podcast with Abby. I'm your host, your daughter. I don't know who's in the car with you, Dad, but this is your birthday podcast and one of three. You can listen to these podcasts anywhere, but I think the best place would be in the car. So welcome to your Card Podcast number one. Of course, since this is for my father, you, we're going to start off with two dad jokes. Here we go. Number one. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bicycle and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle? Attire. That's a good one. A-T-T-I-R-E, so it's like clothing and attire. Okay, next one. Why can't the melon run away to get married? Because he can't elope. Like the fruit and eloping. Okay. So. That will not be our last dad joke, don't worry. So you're on a long car drive, just like how I go on a long car drive when I go to camp. And at camp, we do Mad Libs. So of course, you get to do a Mad Lib too. However, I am not in the car with you there, so you aren't able to write in your words and then hear your full thing because I won't know what words you choose. But I will read the Mad Lib part of the Mad Lib and then you can fill it in from there. Ready? I'm going to read who says it because it's written as a script. You. What's up? You ready to verb tonight? Friend. Yeah. What time are you verb ending in ints? Over. You. In a little while, did you buy all the plural noun for the party? Friend. I think so. Let's do a/an adjective rundown. You. Okay, so we need a noun of beer. Plenty of color. Solo cups. Some ping pong plural noun. Number pizzas. A couple bottles of type of liquid. And a/an adjective music. Playlist to keep it going. Oh! And do you have any more of those noun brownies? Those were adverb intense. Friend, all good. You, silly word. How many people were applied on part of the body book? Friend, oh, exclamation. I knew I forgot something for you. Wait, you forgot to verb the invitation? Friend. Wow, this party's going to be adverb boring with just the two of us, huh? So there's your Mad Lib. Feel free to pause so you can fill it in. Just to be clear, when I said color, that was part of the thing to fill in. So we have done our Mad Lib. Next, I'm going to read you a story that I wrote a while ago, probably in fourth grade, and I have it right here. So let me pull it out. Okay, so this is a story from my pink journal from third grade, I think. And I have a lot of good ones in here, so don't worry. I'll get to hear a lot of different stories throughout these series of three podcasts. We'll have another one later in this one. What we're going to do, since this is your first one, I'll do one of the more funny ones. This is a poem I wrote called Peas. Ready? Okay. Ready? Ew, gross. I can already taste the evil food as it says, ha ha ha, now you have to eat me or you can't go to bed. Mom, does it have to be peas? It's just that they are not made for me. The little green balls waiting on my plate. Mom, they're one of the foods I hate. As I remember, they taste like trash. Young lady, don't talk like that. You will sit there till your plate is clean. Until your plate is clean. I will sell them to you for free. Oh. Wait. Oh, yep. I will sell them to you for free. I will give you $1, $2, or $3. Just take them, please, please, please. Fine. If I can't sell them, I will start yelling. And that will teach you a lesson or two about what to do if someone's selling peas to you. Oh no, my mom's getting mad. I need to eat all of them as fast as I can. 1, 2, 3. Sputter, gulp, gasp. That was terrible. Quick, she's not looking. Spit it out into my napkin. Achieved. Now, I can be released from the table. Oh, how I hate peas. That's the end of that story. That's a good one. It's a full page long. It's a little messy, so sorry if I messed up a little bit in that one. Anyway, so I'm at home. As you can tell right now, I'm sitting in my bedroom recording this podcast for you. And today is December the 13th. But it's 4:40 p.m., so I'm not here alone because Emmy is at Wonderloo rehearsal. So I'm here with Taylor Marie Marie, and she is sitting near me. So I thought it'd be cool if she could say a little something to you. So, here she is, and I will have her say something to you.
Hello. I'm a little sick, so.
Would you like to wish him fair travel?
Yes, have a safe trip wherever you're going.
Awesome. And now for intermission. I hope you enjoyed your intermission. You hopefully had a snack or something, or you can always pause the podcast too. But, so now that we have gone through two jokes, an intro, Mad Lib story, and intermission, and Taylor, we're back, and I have another story for you because I am assuming that you enjoy listening to little stories that I wrote when I was younger. Our next one is not from a super long time ago. This is from last year on April Fool's Day. We were in Florida, no, Sunset Beach, I think, if you remember. And I did some very fun things like the googly eye prank, as you will hear about in my journal. This is from my gray journal with the rose gold embroidery feminist on it. And I am going to read you I made this a bullet journal, but I also wrote a little bit in it. So, you get to hear some goals and what were happening. Here we go. March 31st, 2019. Hello, I am in Amelia Island. We drove the second half of the day today and just arrived. I'm sitting on the balcony and watching the ocean while writing this. These are the pranks that I'm going to do tomorrow for April Fool's Day. 1. Dye their toilet water. 2. Change their home screen to a picture of their home screen and move all of their apps to another page. 3. Hide my phone in a room and meow into it on another phone. 4. Saran wrap the shampoo and conditioner. 5. Saran wrap dad's wallet. 6. Put googly eyes on the fridge items. 7. Text the GIF of that, the little texting thing where it looks like three dots that are loading, to people. I think it's 8. Rearrange the drawers in my bedroom with Emmy. And those were the things that I did on April 3rd. Continue reading the story. I'm excited. Also, I love this journal. Love, Abby. Then on the next page, I had written some goals. So I'm going to read you those. I wrote April goals. And then a little quote, which was, first, think. Second, believe. Third, dream. And finally, dare. Walt Disney. And here are my goals. Live. Love. Laugh. Hang with friends. Hang with family. Make this bullet journal. Accomplish a bucket list item. Put up a pod swing. Receive an important letter. Get braces off. Be happy. Less drama. Relax. Raise my science grade. Start a podcast. Read good books. Fool well on April 1st and have... And have fun. Sorry, that last one got cut off a little bit. So yeah, that's from that bullet journal that I had. Next, I am gonna wish you safe travels on your journey and have fun wherever you're going. I don't know if I'll be with you or not, or who's with you, or where you are, but that's fine because I know you're gonna have a lot of fun, I think. And so yeah, have fun. Now from a word from a sponsor. It's completely fine if you skip past that, just a little something. So next, I'm going to try and do a little scavenger hunt, but this should only work if you're in your car. So if not, just go ahead and skip past this little section. I think I can try and tell you when that will be. So, I would like you to look in your car where you would keep sunglasses if it's really sunny outside. So there you go. I hope you found a little thing. And I love you so much. And I'm sure you're gonna have a great ride. And I hope you enjoy listening to podcast 1 of 3 of this podcast series that I'm making. But of course, we can't finish it off without a dad joke again. Just one more. This, I think, personally is one of my favorites. And here we go. Question. Why couldn't the computer take his hat off? Answer. Because his caps lock was on. That's so fun. I love that one. Because, the caps lock and caps. That's awesome. If you have any good dad jokes, please let me know. Because I can include them in my future episodes. Also, I am going to have to leave you now. But have an amazing journey, and I love you so, so much. And goodbye. Have a safe drive. Love you. Hugs from Abby. Bye. So, of course, I couldn't leave you without one more dad joke. So, I decided to do this. And here we go. If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest? Not really getting that one, but I'm pretty sure you do because it sounds like a law thing.